Welcome to the Maven's Keys to Financial Contentment, a personal guide to achieving your financial goals. In each episode, certified financial planner Dominique Henderson reveals insights to the underlying truths of how to be truly financially content by learning to put your money where your heart is. Dominique is the owner and founder of DJH Capital Management, LLC, a fee-only registered investment advisory firm offering comprehensive financial planning and wealth management services to entrepreneurs. You can learn more about Dominique and his firm by visiting their website, www.djh-capital.com, or on social media by the hashtag Financial Literacy Bootcamp. Now here's the maven himself, Dominique Henderson.
Welcome to the Maven's Keys to Financial Contentment, everybody. I'm your host, Dominique Henderson, and we are talking about episode 31 today, Retirement Mindset. Will you be ready? And read an article not too long ago, so I wanted to kind of disseminate some of that information into the vein of what we talk about here on Maven's Keys, behavioral finance and behavioral economics, and developing a proper mindset, money mindset around your spending and your saving and your investing. So real quickly, just want to remind you to subscribe to the show, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram. We try to tweet a little bit, but Twitter's a little too fast moving for me, so we don't do a lot of tweeting. But yeah, visit the blog. Obviously, there's show notes. If you're downloading from a mobile device, the show notes will link you to the blog page, which has a lot of different information there. If you prefer to watch video like YouTube, there's a link to watch the YouTube there. So there's a lot of good content there that we prepare for you, so you can definitely take advantage of it. And also wanted to just let you know, obviously, the ebook is coming soon, as the screen says right now. And the pre-launch page is live. So what the pre-launch page allows you to do is reserve your copy. And when the book is done, you will get a link with the email you registered with to download the book. So definitely reserve your copy now. There is some incentive for the first, I think it's 25 people. I'm giving away a 10% coupon for the e-course that's coming in January, which you're going to really love, because I'm going to walk you through some concepts I talk about in the ebook as far as achieving your ideal financial outcome. And you get a hand-in-hand journey from the Maven on how to get to where you want to go. So that's going to be really, really cool. And the Facebook group is already live, creating your roadmap to financial contentment. So when you reserve your ebook, because the ebook is free, when you reserve your ebook, you will get a link to go to the Facebook group and join. So it's going to be podcast listeners. It's going to be people that are sharing their journey to financial contentment. And so I think that's going to be really cool, a real nice safe haven for people that are trying to make a change with their money mindset. So let's go ahead and dive in today. I'm going to start this idea of the retirement mindset. Will you be ready? Based on this article that I read, and I will finish it up on Friday's financial literacy boot camp. Digging into some formulas and a little bit more, I wouldn't say in the weeds, but definitely the more tangible stuff. We're going to talk about the high level money mindset today. So this article, I just want to briefly skim through it. I'll throw a link to the article in the show notes. But last week in episode 60 of the Financial Literacy Bootcamp, we talked about the five ways to spend money. And I'm going to really cover number five, which is future lifestyle support, over these, like I said, over this episode and the one on Friday for the Financial Literacy Bootcamp, because it really kind of deals with what we're talking about here. I would throw it up on the screen, but I just want to kind of save time. But the article is entitled, Use These Behavioral Tips to Science Your Clients on Saving. So it's really designed or written for, if you will, financial planners like myself. But I wanted to kind of take some tidbits out of here, because it's based on the study from Employee The Employee Benefit Research Institute, and these are some alarming statistics. They haven't changed much. I do some practice management research, and they haven't changed much. But I just want to let you know what financial advisors are kind of facing. So this says that only 61% of responding American workers, so almost two thirds, reported having saved money for retirement. So that's saving money, period. And then 56% of those respondents reported they are currently saving at the time of the survey. So it drops off just a little bit for their golden year. So they're 56% are saving currently. 61%, a slightly higher percentage, you know, answering, have you ever saved for retirement? Yes or no, right? And then, are you currently saving right now? So that's the differentiation right there. And then only 18% of the respondents feel very confident that they are doing a good job preparing for retirement, with another 38% feeling confident. So of the people that are currently saving, we're talking about a third of them feel like they're doing a good job. And it's like, wow, we got so much information nowadays out there. And I just did a video about this the other day about the power of integrated advice, because there is so much information out there. But how do you make it work for you? So let's talk about some of the excuses that are in this article. I'm gonna have to breeze through this real quick. So the first excuse is, I don't have enough money to save. Well, that's a mindset issue. You gotta prioritize living for tomorrow, not just living for today. And so the saying of robbing Peter to pay Paul comes to mind, of course. And just think about this. I've talked about this before. So human capital is your ability to exchange what you know how to do for currency, some means of value from some store of exchange, okay? And generally speaking, you're going to work about 80,000 hours, and I've done the math on this before, but just go with me. And it is your greatest wealth-building tool. So you've got to, I like to say financial planning, real simply, is creating a plan to allocate limited resources, that your time and money, across unlimited choices. That's essentially what it is. So you, when you say I don't have enough money to save, that's not really true. There's things that you can do, and going back to the five ways to spend money, those last two categories, current lifestyle support and future lifestyle support, you're going to have to do some finagling to get more dollars allocated to the future lifestyle support. Just so, and I'm going to give you an example, a real tangible example, on Friday's episode of the Financial Literacy Bootcamp. So make sure you tune in then. Okay, so the second excuse is retirement or any other savings goals, but specifically retirement on this, are just too far away in the future. And I would kind of agree with how people think about this, because, you know, our brains are wired such that we can't really have a really far off future goal to achieve and be so dedicated and persistent about it. That's just not how our brains work. We need, you know, these small incremental wins and goals to keep us, you know, motivated. It would be like telling your five-year-old that they need to get to college because college is really useful. It's really helpful. You're telling your five-year-old this, and they're like, huh? But if you tell them, hey, little Johnny, or hey, little Susie, you're going to ride the bus to school tomorrow. And if they had some fear, apprehension, or anxiety around riding the bus, you know, that near-term goal of the bus ride tomorrow, you would be able to kind of plan around that and get them to strive towards the goal of not being fearful and anxious about that because it's so short-term. With the long-term goals, and I'm going to be honest, a veteran of the financial services industry for almost two decades now, we have not historically done a good job. I won't say I don't anymore, but historically the industry has not done a good job of making it tangible for people. They give them these 50-page binders with all these charts and graphs, and they don't really make sense. And you're thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do, so I'm just going to keep on living like I am right now because I don't even know what this looks like. And so people procrastinate. And so that's one problem. All right, so last but not least, this loss aversion is the third excuse. I can't save enough money because I've lost too much in the last crisis, or, you know, you name it, whatever, you know, if I've got too much in medical bills or debt or whatever. Well, no, I take that back. It would be I lost too much because this is loss aversion. So it doesn't mean that you have money allocated to some other thing. It just means that you are risk averse or loss averse and don't want to do what is necessary to prepare. So Danny Kahneman did some work with prospect theory. I'm going to get real nerdy for you guys. This is something I learned in my grad course. And he identified loss aversion. He and another guy, I don't remember the other guy's name, but Danny Kahneman has wrote several things, Thinking Slow, you know, things like that. But anyways, he identified this fact, and it basically means that people are wired such that they would much rather avoid loss than to achieve gain. So think about a scale of 1 to 10 split in half, and each half, 1 through 5 and 6 through 10, give you the same utility. Well, the way our brains are wired is, let's just say the 6 through 10 utility is gains and the 1 through 5 utility is loss. We would much rather have the 1 through 5 because it's kind of guaranteed if we say, well, we know we won't lose this much versus I could gain this much. And maybe I'm not explaining that exactly well, but let me give you another way to different. I'm not explaining that the best, but let me give you another example. So just in real life, if you ever got 10 people to say something about you, 9 of them gave you compliments and the very last one gave you a critique, which one do you focus on? It's not just because it's last. It could be first. It can be third. It can be sixth. But you focus on that one critique and you ask yourself, what did I do wrong? That's just how human nature is. I mean, this kind of ties back to what I'm talking about with your loss aversion and how you're wired to much more control for not losing something versus gaining something. And you have to rewire that because there's a way to take calculated risk in your portfolio, which are going to reduce the need for you, or let's say it's going to increase the gains that you would have in your investment portfolio over time so that you have more money to live off of. And again, I'll give you an example of that this Friday with some numbers. So three excuses. They're all around mindset. It's just best to have in your mind the goal that you want to achieve, and it's got to be pretty near term. So I'm going to step on some toes here, but if you're working with a financial advisor that's giving you a 40-year plan, that's not going to work for you. It's just not motivating enough. You need something that is more tangible, more in the not so distant future so that you can work towards that, be motivated to continue to go towards that and not procrastinate toward your goal. So hopefully that's been helpful. If you're listening, we'd appreciate a review on iTunes. That will help our show rankings and help other podcasters or other listeners find this podcast. And if you'd like us to answer a question, you can just drop us a line at info@dj-capital.com. You can find this podcast and other podcasts like it on our blog at djhendersonsr.com. And as always, have a great and prosperous day. Take care. Oh,